got no time on my hands. I mean that to a degree. Not as strange as it was once thought. Thankful are my friends with remorse. You drove your car in the sea, looking for something to believe. I had no time to refuse a feeling. Thankful are my friends with remorse. Thankful are my friends with remorse.
Change all the things. easy way out. We could fight for the right ways, fight for our birthplace. And we should not let these people forget what they've done. Cause they fed us lies and made us fear everyone.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All right, so that first song was Cavemen from their album Coco Beware. Cavemen, they're a Brooklyn duo. They make kind of, I guess, beach pop music, which is really cute, really fun, nice to listen to on a Wednesday lunch hour. Then we listen to Duck Hush Be Still by the band Vito. For those of you who don't know Vito, they're a Danish group. They were formed in 2004, and that song, Duck Hush Be Still, is kind of a little protest, a rebellious song against their government. It's on their album Crushing Digits, which was released in 2008. So, when I was getting ready for the show, I was looking up different things. What happened on January 11th in the past? I discovered some kind of fun facts for you. John A. Macdonald, the first Prime Minister of Canada, was born today, as was Jean Chrétien. Who knew? They had the same birthday, two prime ministers. That's kind of rad. Mary J. Blige is also her birthday today. The first snowfall recorded in L.A. Happened on this very day, years ago. I actually don't have it recorded. And in Albania right now, it's Republic Day. And in Chad, it's Independence Day. So for those of you who it's just a normal Wednesday, for other people, it's not. So you can enjoy it on their behalf. I'm going to listen to, actually, I listened to Duck Hush Be Still because my professor assigned a project which was about protest. So I decided to choose that song. But in my search, I came across some others. So I'm going to play We Are, which is a new track from New Party Systems, which has, it's a super group. So it has Kip Malone from TV on the Radio, Greg Fox from Dan Deacon's band, and David First from the Note Killers. Oh, and Bernard Gann from The Liturgy. They formed, or the song was inspired, the group, actually, the super group was inspired by Occupy Wall Street. So I'm going to play that song for you guys. See how you like it. And I'm also going to play some Mom and Dad. I found Mom and Dad out on a blog called South Rail, so you guys can check that out. They have all their albums. I'll probably play two songs by them. And then I'm going to play Night Sun, Cole Alexander's side project with Curtis Harding, who used to be a backup singer for CeeLo Green. So let's start with New Party Systems. We Are.
Yeah. started, you know, when I was a little kid, I'd just sit down there right in the morning. It started with Channel 13, it's the first time I ever really was paying attention. But I don't think it's bad that people turn it on at night.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Valley.
that was Night Sun with On My Way. As I said before, that's the Black Lips' Cole Alexander side project with Curtis Harding. I really can't get enough of Cole Alexander's side projects. I think they're all amazing, as are the Black Lips. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. I know I played it last time, but I played Saturday night, so it's probably different listeners. Yeah, I'm going to get some more Canadian music in here. Probably going to play some Ferris Wheel, Braids, play some Calgary stuff. And I have a request from Josefa. You guys know Josefa. She usually hosts with me. She requested some Gypsy Death Star, so I'm going to throw some of that in there. Maybe make it more upbeat, because that last song was a little bit, it was wonderful, but it was a little bit slow for Wednesday lunchtime. So, again, I was looking up Wednesday's cultural references this time. So in Hindu mythology, Wednesday is associated with the color green. So for those of you who are wearing green today, congratulations, you're very cultural. Indeed. Also, lots of folk rhymes have Wednesday, like Wednesday's child is full of woe. Solomon Grundy's married on Wednesday. Winnie the Pooh, Wednesday. I don't know if it's windy outside, but we'll see. And Wednesday's also the day the sun shines gray. Is it shining gray outside? I don't know. I don't even know. I haven't been outside since the morning, but you can look outside and see if it's appropriate. I'm going to play some Gypsy Death Star right now, Werewolf Heart. Yeah, leave you with that.
Thank you. Oh,
right, so that's it for me today. I'm off to class, wonderful studio class. Grace is here.
Hello, all.
Oh, put your mic on. Yeah, she's here. She's going to take over from now on. Sorry about that.
No trouble.
All right, so that was Braids with Lemonade. We also gave a listen to Gypsy Death Star, Werewolf Heart. And Grace just informed me there's a new song by Grimes.
Yes, I haven't even heard it yet. It hasn't been tested, so we're going to road test it on the radio.
We're going to be the guinea pigs.
Yes.
Which should be nice. Guinea Pig Wednesday. Grace, you missed it, but I gave Wednesday facts. They were quite interesting. There were lots of them. But anyway, yeah, so I'm off to class. Enjoy your day, everybody. And enjoy Grace's show. It's going to rock. It's going to blow your socks off.
Thanks, Paulette.
Adios.
Thank you.
what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Tune in to the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune in to your local station from sundown to sunup from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
Hello, world. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is just a quarter past the noon hour. My name is Grace, and I'm a member of a CITR's student executive. You're listening to the student special, hosted by a rotating cast of the student executive. Paulette brought you through 11:30 through noon with a medley of music. The last song that you heard there was a brand new track by Grimes off her upcoming album Visions. It's called Genesis, and at the moment the only place I know you can find it is at Gorilla Versus Bear, which is a music blog that's pretty awesome. If you check it out right now, their front page also has a new track by Nicholas Jar, an interesting electronic producer, maybe we'd call him. He's something sort of a la James Blake, a little bit dubsteppy and fun. Haven't had a chance to listen to that one either, so I might play it for you later. If you go online to citr.ca, if you check us out on Twitter, if you want to tweet at me with a request, possibly maybe on the Facebook group, I'm all over social media right now, chilling in the on-air booth and just waiting to hear from anyone in the Vancouver area or abroad, wherever you may be listening. If you've got a request, just shoot it my way, citr.ca, CITR Radio on Twitter, or if you look for us on Facebook. So, next up, I've got some fun tracks for you. It's Wednesday. Sometimes it's hard to get out of bed. I hear that Paulette was reading you some facts about Wednesdays. For me, it's always hump day. And today I got out of bed, I made coffee, drank 2 cups, went back to bed, and somehow still made it out here to campus on time for class. I need some upbeat music to stay awake. I'm on coffee 3, and it's just past noon. So if you're in the same boat as me, next up I've got The Bay by a fun British band called Metonymy. After that, we'll probably hear a couple songs by some bands who'll be playing in Vancouver in the next couple weeks. I'll let you know when they're playing. And but just to start us off, let's go with The Bay by Metronomy. It's a fun 80s track, and hopefully it wakes you up as much as it wakes up me. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
You may have the body, but do you have the soul? Let's make this happen, let's make this happen. And those endless beaches that go on and on, it's magical. But I'd sooner get out. Remember where we went last year? You said everything about it.
I'm going. going overseas. Oh,
Hello, and you're back listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the student special hour, an hour of fun times and music and talk hosted by a cast of student executives here at the station from UBC. My name is Grace, and today I am joined currently by Ryan in the studio. He just kind of
hello, party people.
In. Ryan, say hello again.
Hello.
There we go. I'm just checking levels, making sure
mic
stuff
check,
is
mic
working.
Check. Good evening or afternoon, Vancouver.
Oh, it's
I'm usually here in the evening.
Yes, Ryan also afternoon. Has a show. Would you like to? Do you want to?
Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Vlog it right
tomorrow.
Now.
Butter on the Bread show. Check it out. Always a happening time.
Fun fact, Ryan's very first show occurred during Fund Drive, our funding drive. Correct?
I raised $40, not $20. That was embarrassing that the staff email said that.
I'm sorry. I will rectify that.
I blame you, Grace.
And I thank you for all your hard work. If anyone remembers Fund Drive way back in November, we still thank you for all the money you've donated. If you want to donate to keep us and all the cool, fun things that we do going, you can just go to citr.ca/donate now. I won't flog it anymore. Now, I've got a couple weird facts for you about some of the music you just heard. The first song was The Bay by Metronomy. That's just a fun sort of 80s tinge track I thought that would help get you through your hump day. Next up was Flying Overseas. I apologize because that was a 6-minute remix of it. But it was by a guy called Theophilus London, and he'll be playing a ridiculously cheap show, $15, on the 18th over at Fortune Sound Club. So if you're wondering what to do with your time this January, $15 will get you into Theophilus London. The last track, though, was a song called Sirens by the Pack AD, the local garage rockers.
Lady heroes.
They're everyone's heroes.
I think so.
They're the blues rock from Vancouver a la Black Keys, let's say. Anyways, that was Sirens off their last album, Unpersons. And I played that track because the Pack will actually be playing back here in the city on, I believe it's the 28th at the Rickshaw. And they'll be with Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard. That show's only $16. You can get tickets on therickshaw.com. We're actually sponsoring, so you'll be seeing CITR banners and all that jazz at the show. It's another show you should definitely go to. However,
And possibly us.
Probably Ryan, myself, shall be there. I'm going to move that probably to a definitely.
Because yeah, we'll be
I've missed the last two times the Back 80 have played in Vancouver, and I used to be an every show kind of gal, so I think I'm going to get back on that horse.
I'll certainly be there in body, maybe not in spirit.
Maybe not in spirit. You might just not be feeling it that day. Who knows?
Oh, no. I'll be feeling it.
But I did get a caller during that last track, a gentleman named Odd, who called in to let me know that apparently the guitar riff in Sirens by the Pack AD sounds exactly like Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath, which is a song about
the sweet leaf,
apparently. So thanks, Odd, for calling in. I said I would play that track. So next up, you are about to hear Black Sabbath on your lunch break. That's about to happen. That will be followed up by another song by another band that will be playing quite soon. You'll be hearing something from Mean Jeans, possibly another Metronomy song, probably some kind of weird pop I'll just throw in there for fun. Ryan and I are going to fool around and try and figure out some stuff to play for you guys. If you've got any requests, just go to CITR on Facebook. You can find CITR Radio on Twitter. I'm looking at the both of them, so your requests are not going unheard. So next up is Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath. I also got a request for Call Your Girlfriend by Robin, by a lady named Sandy Mangat. This is online. Hi, Sandy. That song, I can defend playing it because if you haven't watched the Robin/SNL video comparison, one of the writers from Saturday Night Live memorized the entire dance that Robin does in the music video and completed it live in the green room after the screening, after Robin was on SNL. So I'm going to play that song mostly because I need you to go onto YouTube, spend 3 minutes on yourself, have a chuckle. It's really good. I'm going to watch it too.
Chava Huckle.
Yeah. We'll be right back with you in a couple of minutes. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Ha 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 ha
And you're back. My name is Grace. You're listening to the Student Special Hour. I'm giggling because I am currently being joined by the lovely Zara Chang.
Hi. I got out of class early today.
Well done. Very well done, madam. I don't know if that... Can you say hi in the mic?
Hello?
Oh, okay, perfect. Work? Yeah, we're golden.
Good.
The last track you heard was Sweetest Touch by Teen Jams off their album Gross Magic. Before that, it was The Evaporators and Andrew WK. Really cool video that was actually shot at CITR. You can find it on the front page of our website, or if you search I Hate Being Late When I'm Early on YouTube.
You're in that a lot. Like, you can really see you in that last scene where everyone just, like,
I'm party? Rocking out behind Andrew WK with my weave in. So
yeah.
if you check it out though, you can actually pick out tons of recognizable faces.
Yeah, Josefa's in that a lot.
Yeah, half of the student executive, I feel like, is in that video. You've got Andrew WK. You've got the guys who host Radio Zero. You've got Needles and Pins. Even I believe that they actually were there. They get a shout out in the song. But I'm pretty sure they were all there. Zara, by the way, is hosting It Ain't Easy Being Green from now on Fridays at noon?
Yeah.
Noon to one?
Yeah.
Which is a cool show. It's kind of like a training wheel show for people who are either going through training here at the station or maybe have finished, or just anyone who wants to get comfy in this on-air booth. Normally it's pretty warm.
Yeah, it is.
At the moment, it's kind of dark, but that's nice. It's like our cave.
Yeah.
It's a happy cave.
It is.
I'd also like to, just going back to the music, I'd like to thank Odd, who called in to let me know that Black Sabbath's Sweet Leaf sounds exactly like the Pac AD Sirens, because they feature the same power chord, only Pac AD kind of sped it up. Not saying anything, they're both really great songs.
Yeah. No, I was listening to a show on CITR, like, last year, I think, and someone... hosting, I can't remember what show it was, but they were comparing a song by a band from like the 70s called Budgie with Guns N' Roses, and
nearly identical.
Yeah, it was. They played a bit of each song, and it was literally identical.
Very weird. Weird beans. Yeah. All right, so I've got a couple little promos and things to play for you. As soon as we're back from those, you're going to hear Steve Don't Party Anymore by a band called Mean Jeans. They're coming up from Portland to play a show. Ooh, let's see. I believe it's on the 21st. Yep, January 21st. They're definitely worth checking out. Kind of fun high school party music. I don't really know how to describe it, but you'll hear it in a minute, and I'm sure you'll like it. After that, it will be Call Your Girlfriend by Robin. Oh, yes.
Nice.
The pop wonder, princess. Mm-hmm. You need to go on YouTube. Search Robin versus SNL. The dance comparison. I'm about to play it for Zara, because I know it's about to make her afternoon. You should do that for yourself, too. Treat yourself, as they say on Parks and Rec. Yes. Last but not least, you'll probably hear The Look by Metronomy, which should fade us out. And next up, you'll be hearing The Extra Environmentalist / The Terry Project, hosted by Justin and a good friend, Gordon. I believe that they will actually be coming in live this week. Typically, they podcast, but you get a live in-studio experience. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I've got some ads, I've got some songs, and I hope you enjoy them.
Come feel the joie de vivre and chase away the last gray days of winter at the Festival du Bois, March 3rd and 4th at Mackin Park, Maelville in Coquitlam. The Festival du Bois happens every year on the first weekend of March and is a relaxed and unique atmosphere of a village party. Adults can let go to the sounds of folk, Celtic, and world music, and children will delight in entertainment created just for them. Everyone gets a chance to enjoy great original French-Canadian food, and best of all, it's an event for the entire family. For more information, visit the website festivaldubois.ca.
It's new. It's exciting. It's the Sounds of Africa. For the Sounds of African Music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara, right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa. We